Let me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The two-way V4, featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The two-way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way V4 at newbalance.com.
The most unique NBA podcast is out on Odyssey. Heat Check with Trista Crick is funnier, edgier, and more insightful than wherever you're getting your NBA entertainment from.
Fire. Absolute fire. Anyone who can put 4-carat diamonds all around his suit, plastered on and sew them on, this man knew he was going number one.
Hilarious insights, incredible interviews, and opinions others don't have the courage to say. Heat Check with Trista Crick can be found on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
No organization seen as more first class than the San Antonio Spurs. They are held up as one of the best organizations in the league in terms of talent evaluation, in terms of development, in terms of coaching, in terms of success. There are more head coaches in the NBA right now that come from the Greg Popovich tree than anyone else in the league. They are the gold standard in terms of Pop, R.C. Buford, first-class organization. Exactly the words that DeJounte Murray once used to describe the team when he was traded to the Hawks last week. I think that was last week. That's why, and that's what makes this new news so bizarre. So we know, this is what we know, if you're paying attention. Spurs are currently in tank mode. We know this why. Every piece that they had on their team that was of any value, they've moved off of. They've gotten away from LaMarcus Aldridge. They got rid of DeMar DeRozan. They got rid of Derek White. They got rid of DeJounte Murray. They got rid of Lonnie Walker, all in the span of a little more than a year. That's not for no reason. They are tanking for a guy named Victor Wembanyama. That's it. 7'5 kid out of Paris. Plays like no one you've ever seen. And they want him. So that's fair. And they're probably going to be rebuilding for a minute because they're getting a lot of first round draft picks. And they're trading off these pieces. So the final shoe to drop where we knew they were tanking for real, was DeJounte. Many people thought, oh, even if they're rebuilding, they'll build around DeJounte. He's like the SGA for Oklahoma City. Wrong. That's wrong. This is when we know that's their plan. No, we're not maxing out DeJounte. He's on a totally different timeline than Victor Wembanyama. There's no reason, and they know this. There's more teams should know this. There's no reason to be a 10th seed. In the West. There's no reason to be a 10 seed in the East. You should either be the bottom or you should be striving for the top. In the middle area, you're just getting like the 10th or 11th pick in the draft, which is probably no one very good, and you're just in the land of mediocrity. You might as well go full rebuild at that point, which is what they're doing. Tank for a high draft pick, sell your assets off for future draft capital, which you can either package for a star or someone who you think is going to be a star, and then figure out a way to get back to the pinnacle. So everything seemed fine. DeJounte seemed fine with it. He said many nice things. He said he was elated to be playing with Trae Young, that they wanted to play with one another. He wanted to play in Atlanta, who is currently in win-now mode, and that he loved his time in San Antonio. End of story, right? No, not end of story. Curiously, in what initially seemed at first glance like a departure from tank mode, the San Antonio Spurs signed Keldon Johnson, a 22-year-old player that casual fans probably have no idea who he is, to a 4-year, $74 million deal, a very big deal, and a deal similar to DeJounte Murray's original deal. A deal that would signify to those who weren't paying attention that maybe Keldon Johnson was the future of the Spurs, and maybe they were using him as their new DeJounte Murray, their new centerpiece to what they were building. Younger, cheaper, and an Olympian. But dumb fans can't peep that this is what's not happening in San Antonio. they have decided to structure his deal to make him another trade piece, right? So this troll said, tried to get under DeJounte Murray's skin on IG, and it worked. He said, bye-bye, fly, little birdie. Good luck getting to the second round. At least we got picks, and we're building around Keldon. DeJounte decided, fuck taking the high road. I'm going to pop back. I'm going to air out what's going on in San Antonio. I'm going to take back everything I ever said nice about this team. He said, the way that system is set up, you're going to be losing for the next 15 years. It's a problem bigger than basketball. Then, when another fan said that he would regret leaving like Kawhi, he responded with four laughing emojis and said, you're mad, LMAO, followed by a clown emoji. A problem bigger than basketball. Sheesh. I did a little digging, and I'll give you my thoughts in a second, but I want to talk really quickly about this Keldon Johnson deal and why DeJounte Murray should not feel salty about Keldon getting this money right now. Keldon's $74 million contract is set up where he's paid less and less money over time. So the back end of his contract is actually cheaper than what he's getting right now. So Keldon will be significantly underpaid in years 3 and 4 compared to what the market will be, specifically considering that we're going to get a new CBA agreement with larger salary caps, and a $17 million player is probably going to be some guy that's basically a two-way G League guy. People are going to get getting paid like $90 million a year. So 17 in the Keldon Johnson schemes of things, pretty ideal. So now they have control over Keldon Johnson for another 4 years, and they'll most likely trade him in 3 years' time for three future firsts, just like they did DeJounte. So, of course, in this day and age, DeJounte Murray then deleted his comments. Screen caps, they'll live forever. He then clarified his statement a few hours later by tweeting, you have no clue how deeply I love the fans and will do whatever for real fans. Me saying what I said had nothing to do with the fans. All that inside shit fake, though. For real, for real. So he's like, yo, all that stuff I said about San Antonio, I still stand by that shit. They are whack. Problems bigger than basketball. They're going to be terrible for 15 years. Probably the biggest sorry, not sorry tweet I've seen in a long ass time. Yeah, I meant everything I said about San Antonio. That organization sucks. They're really the worst team to play for, period. For real, for real. And you can tell the for real is what got me, right? The second for real was when I was like, maybe he's really for real, you know? Maybe something's going on there. Maybe I need to make a couple of calls. So I did a little Big J journaling. What I gather, maybe it's not all hearts and rainbows in San Antonio. Question is, when is Pop going to retire? No one knows. I asked multiple people at the at Summer League, and I was like, hey, do you guys know if Pop's retiring anytime soon? Because it doesn't seem like he would want to stick around for a full rebuild. He's a million. And some people said yes. He literally looks like he created the Constitution. Like, plus lived when the dinosaurs did. And it's like he's got one foot in. He's got another foot watching Slovenian tape for the next Olympics. You know, he's kind of checked out. And does it even matter if he's coaching? This team, we're trying to lose games. I don't need to coach. It's kind of a perfect time to be a coach in the NBA. Literally just chill. Tell them nothing. Teach them nothing. Let them do whatever they want. Becky Hammon dipped. She's like, I can't wait anymore for this founding father to dip off into the sunset. And on top of that, another thing that I've heard, another word that was used to describe this franchise and the culture was militant. Yes, militant. I don't know that a young kid like DeJounte Murray would particularly resonate with a militant culture. Greg Popovich, like Coach K, former military guy, runs a very tight ship. We're talking curfews on the road where you're not seeing anyone but your team on the road. That's enforced. Curfews for grown men. More strictly enforced than it was at the Walt Disney bubble. So practices that feel like Top Gun Maverick, like you got the big wide open room with desks and somebody up there and making sure you're locked and loaded all the way in. No talking on the team bus on the way to games. Things I can't even believe. Things that I had to shake my head and say, am I being fed a load of shit here? I mean, that's all good and fine when you're winning championships. But they haven't won a championship since 2014. Strict rules hit a little different when you're in the play-in tournament. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good when you got champagne and goggles and everybody's eating steak and drinking wine and sharing personal stories to make you cry and, like, Greg Popovich is giving you hugs. No, this is not that anymore. So I tell you what. 2023, projected number one overall pick. Victor Wembanyama, one. Number one, they better fucking get him. And number two, he better be the second coming Michael Jordan because DeJounte Murray might be right. The Spurs might be in a 15-year losing drought and just rebuild after rebuild after rebuild with Pop collecting checks that he maybe shouldn't even cash, like his name is Steve Nash. It's losing time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.